prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about some common heart valve problems. They're more common than we ever thought. Also, we're going to get into a little bit more heart health and other things and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Today's devotional puts us in James chapter 3, where it says, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." Well, isn't that refreshing? I'll take it. Thank you, Lord. All the blessings. Everything's good. Comes from the Lord. And seek the Lord's face, mind, time, it grows short, because that is the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the Quack Report, we have some more LED light news. We did a whole show on LED lights a while back, but that blue light, the LED light, they're saying now, researchers say it can damage the eye's retina, disturb your natural sleep rhythm. This is a research out of the French government. This was a health watchdog group that reported on these new findings that were actually confirming earlier concerns that a lot of exposure to these intense, powerful LED lights, the blue lights, can lead, they say, to irreversible loss of retinal cells and diminished sharpness of vision. This is from the French Agency for Food, Environment, and Occupational Health and Safety. So they're saying that you get these high-intensity lights from your tablets and laptop computers and so forth and your cell phones. They're saying to try to get less dangerous appliances that or so your visual acuity is not compromised, according to them. You can actually go online and look for those sources that have limited LEDs. And you could still get high concentration of blue light, but avoid the LED screens. And they are also saying that your eyewear that supposedly has those coatings for LED blue screen are worthless. That's what they're saying. Mm. Moving along, last but not least, in the Quack Report, vitamin C, they say, is the safest, most effective way to eliminate the threat of sepsis. Oh, sepsis is blood poisoning. They're saying sepsis is very deadly. It's a bacterial infection. It actually antagonizes your immune system, and then your immune system aggressively responds, causes a lot of inflammation, and then what can happen is organs can shut down. So sepsis is it decreases a lot of the oxygen supply, and your tissues start to die and become more toxic. So makes blood clots and causes strokes and everything. So they're saying, though, if you take vitamin C, it helps with the inflammation that gets triggered. And you know what? You got some blood cleansing herbs that are high in vitamin C. And I'm saying way out there with vitamin C. For instance, yarrow, bloodroot, and rose hips. So if you don't have the vitamin C from China, you can definitely get it in those herbs. And if you're looking for those herbs, they're in the powerherbs.com. It's in their blood cleanse formula. So excellent, excellent thing to have on hand for emergencies like that. And that wraps the Quack Report. That's all, folks. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some common heart valve problems. And, I personally didn't think they were as common as they are. Personally, I thought they were, you know, there, but just not, you know, epidemic proportion. But in the Western nations, becoming a very common thing to have heart valve disease called aortic valve stenosis or calcium aorta. So the condition produces a narrowing of the pathway. Then calcium deposits build up. Blood flow can be blocked and, it puts strain on the heart, can weaken it. So modern medicine considers the condition to be kind of normal for older adults over the age of 65. And it may be common, but it's not normal. So we have to get out of that habit and remind ourselves that disease is not normal. Okay, it's just not. Well, let's look at some symptoms. Patients of this type of heart disease have some symptoms, and they can be either mild or severe. They can have heart murmurs where the doctor hears an abnormal heart sound, chest pain like angina, feeling faint or dizzy, shortness of breath when active, fatigue, especially when active, heart palpitations, rapid flutter of the heart, weight changes, either gain or loss, and edema, fluid around the heart or the extremities. So if the condition is really not treated, heart failure is the result. And medical doctors will prescribe drugs and possibly surgery. So this condition often occurs with congenital heart defects or if the patient suffered from rheumatic fever. In the case of rheumatic fever, scar tissue can form around the heart valve and create a surface where the deposits can stick and then narrow the passage. So there you go. So what is your cause? Well, according to scientific medicine, a lot of high-fat diets, diabetes, congenital deformities of the heart often contribute to this type of heart disease. Lifestyle does play a big role in the development of the disease becoming chronic. So it is considered a major public health problem. I had no idea it was that major. Now, here's some complications. There are additional risks of developing chronic kidney disease, diabetes, lots of high blood pressure and cholesterol problems. And also radiation treatments near the chest is really a risk for folks with heart valve problems. So complications of heart failure, stroke, blood clots, bleeding, arrhythmias, heart infections, and even death. So, but I want to touch on this Canadian study. This was fascinating to me. I was just like, something so simple. In July 2013, scientists at Montreal Heart Institute, they found a compound, when it is administered, can help prevent deterioration of the heart valve and reverse the progression of the disease. Roughly 150,000 Canadians suffer from heart valve disease annually, of which 13,000 have to have surgery. So their findings were published in the British Journal of Pharmacology in July 2013, and the study involved lab animals given a level of disease in which humans would require surgery in order to correct the condition. So here they are. They gave rats, heart valve disease to the caliber of, if it were a human, would need surgery. So let me read you this quote from a Dr. Jean-Claude Tardif. He is a medical doctor, director of research center at Montreal Heart Institute. And he says, these results are extremely encouraging. They allow us to hope that this type of treatment will work for patients who suffer from aortic valve stenosis. It represents a brand new treatment, and it's an option to prevent open heart surgery to replace a damaged heart valve, end of quote. He goes on to say, this treatment may be an alternative to the procedure that is complex, risky, and very invasive for patients, end of quote. So, wow, you know, what was the compound they used? Well, in the study, kind of interesting because the compound was not an expensive drug. What the scientists did was they gave the test group of the lab animals saline infusions, salt. They gave them salt. They said the salt mimics good cholesterol in the body. And the treatment was given for about 14 days, and the condition was reversed in 28 days. Yeah, all better. So the salt dissolved the buildup, the calcium plaque. It opened the valve up, and it got rid of the aortic wall thickening and reduced scar tissue compared to the control group that didn't get any saline. Amazing what a basic mineral like that can do, right? Salt. Well, that is a basic truth, you know, because we recently reported on the medicinal research or the medical research where the salt-restricted diet's really not considered a wise move any longer and actually promotes morbidity. So low salt intake does not protect the cardiovascular system. So a salt that contains all your minerals is really cardiovascular friendly, and it does not promote hypertension. So our body really depends on minerals, and salt replenishes many of them. So make sure that if you're going to use salt, a whole food salt, sun-dried, it's not processed, it still has 84 microminerals in it, and the salt keeps your arteries and veins flexible to prevent stiffening and plaque buildup. So salt's important. Yeah. Here is a quote from the American Journal of Hypertension that said, lower sodium excretion is associated with higher cardiovascular death mortality. Therefore, less sodium did not translate to less morbidity or improved survival. Also, Scientific American said this, The 1988 InterSalt study, designed to resolve contradictions in salt studies, failed to demonstrate any linear relationship between salt intake and high blood pressure. So salt was not the culprit. Actually, processed salt has really no nutrition left, and it's harsh. The sodium's harsh. And so you want the other elements, the buffer alkaloids that are supposedly in your sun-dried salt, and they are, to help buffer those so it's not as harsh on the body. Well, according to the American Heart Association, we got about 25% of Americans, they have heart disease, 25% of Americans, and we spend about $300 billion on treatments. And heart attack risk factors are, you know, if you are inactive, a lot of people are pretty inactive, you know, they sit around a lot, no regular exercise, so that increases your heart attack risk by 40%. Obesity, overweight, 34% risk. High blood pressure, 31%. Smoking, 21%. High cholesterol, 16%. And diabetes, 11%. So Americans really are on drugs for a lot of these conditions. You know, smoking, trying to quit smoking, cholesterol, diabetic, high blood pressure drugs, all these things. And the drugs can actually put you at a greater risk of heart disease in a lot of instances, you know. Now, if you're on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain and inflammation, they often cause the body to retain more fluids and delay the removal of excess salt, making it harder for the cardio system to balance, and it impacts the blood flow. Also, diabetic medicines cause fluid retention and weight gain. And your blood pressure drugs, they also cause edema or fluid retention, filling your tissues. And some of these drugs will also influence your hormones, which can impact your heart. And antifungal drugs increase your risk of heart failure. And cancer drugs increase your risk of heart failure as well. Now, if you're on stimulants or antidepressants, they increase your risk of heart failure as well as tumor drugs. And then this national drug habit that we have is summed up this way: taking too many drugs, taking unnecessary drugs, and taking drugs prematurely before a condition even develops. Okay. So are patients well informed about treatments? Well, no, they're not. The attitude is the drug is a necessary evil, and we gotta change that thinking. Here's a quote from medical doctor Ranit Misori, family medicine, Georgetown University School of Medicine, who stated, "In med school, we're taught how to prescribe, not how to take people off drugs." See, that's what we learned, and that's what we do. And then Douglas, let's see, this is, Douglas Seals. He's the director of integrative physiology of aging at the Laboratory University of Boulder, Colorado. He says, "Exercise and eating a healthy diet are the most well-established approaches for maintaining cardiovascular health. But at the public health level, not enough people are willing to do that. So we're looking at evidence-based options, and supplements may be among them." End of quote. Wow. Well, you do have some supplements that really do help. They impact the heart. They strengthen the cardio system, that whole metabolic function there. Because our Creator has really blessed us with herbs to strengthen the cardio. And your sun-dried salt will be necessary for the nervous system with the electrolytes it provides to give strong and steady impulses to the heart muscle. And also, again, to keep plaque buildup out of the way. And other than your salt, there are a few other herbs full of benefits, like motherwort, long been used for heart problems, especially for arrhythmias. Our ancestors used this herb to also heal livestock. And it's known to calm muscle spasms, but it can stimulate uterine muscles. So pregnant women should avoid it unless they're ready to deliver, because sometimes women can use that to shorten their delivery. Now, Chinese research also has used motherwort herb. It prevents blood clots. Therefore, you should not be using it if you take a prescription anticoagulant. And the herb reduces the risk of heart attacks. And in Germany, they use motherwort for a lot of heart aid problems, also for anxiety and insomnia. Hawthorn berries is also another wonderful heart herb. It's a natural vasodilator. This herb works just as well or even better than a blood thinners, but without the toxins and the side effects. So in many instances, you can use a combination of these metabolic heart-strengthening herbs. They work really well together, provide a lot of nutritional support for your system, and a lot can be accomplished with herbs to bridge your gap as you change your lifestyle and get your regular exercise, okay? Because herbs aren't supposed to be prescribed for life. They're there to get you strong and stable, and, you know, your lifestyle should take it from there. So you can fix it, is the point. We've been trained to let the doctor fix our problem, right? However, that's not what the doctor does. He lessens symptoms through drug therapy. That's all he does. So in some cases, surgery is necessary, but as a last resort, of course. So there's really no medical treatment that doesn't come with a complication. And the ultimate complication is death. Remember that. Now, Apothecary Herbs does have a heart formula, and it's built to strengthen cardio. So it is it uses circulatory herbs. It has the motherwort. It has the hawthorn berry. It has antiviral herbs to protect the heart muscle because heart muscles can get viruses. And it also has blood cleansers in it. They also offer, if you want motherwort and hawthorn berry sold separately, you can get that because, you know, some people need a little extra of one or both of those herbs, and you can add a little extra of that. So you want to check out their cardio section, and don't forget they do have the Celtic sun-dried sea salt there as well to help remove that plaque and those calcium deposits, keep the arteries, veins flexible. And, you know, it just depends on how bad the condition is, how long it may take for you to turn this around, right? I've seen people do it in 4 months. I've seen people do it in 12 months. So don't just say, hey, it hasn't worked in 28 days or whatever number you pick out of the air. So it's just not working. You just haven't done it long enough, most likely. So be patient when you use natural therapies. It's kind of like trying to turn a cruise ship. It doesn't turn on a dime like a speedboat. It takes a while to make that turn. And how long did it take you to get sick? So a lot of people, you know, they've worked, you know, 10, 15 years getting sick. So hopefully, you know, you can rebound within 12 months. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free product catalog you can request. The number is toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And jump on there, and if you want to look at the salt, it's got its own category. It's called Celtic Sea Salt. And, of course, the heart and cardio is up there as well. And you'll find other nice little tidbits of categories of products that will empower you. So get a catalog. You can request one online as well if you want to do it there. Sign up for the newsletters. You know, education is ongoing. So you can get nice newsletters full of information on health every week in your email. It's only delivered by email. Sorry, it's not delivered by snail mail out there. So you got to have an email. So you go to thepowerherbs.com and you click on books and newsletters and you can sign up there. There is no subscription fee. So just opt in and go from there. All right. We are going to be talking about, before I forget this, Frank, we're going to be having a guest, not today, but we will soon. We're towards the end of the month, we're going to be talking with David Foreman. Now, he's been on the show a long time ago, but he's going to be talking about some very special things with us on the 30th of May. So more details will be in the newsletters that go out, and I'll be making some more announcements next week on more details on that. So David Foreman is he's an author. He's also pharmacist. He used to, you know, fill out those pills that people would go to the pharmacy for, but he doesn't do that anymore. He's found a natural way to be well. So I got to applaud him for that. So he's going to be with us on the 30th of May. So mark your calendars. All right. We're going to talk about your heart risk as it could be associated with your sleeping. There is a correlation. That's right. According to the American Sleep Apnea Association, 22 million Americans suffer from sleep apnea. So the condition has and not produce the attention that, let's say, diabetes or cancer would be in the media and the news, because it's really not that life-threatening of a condition, and it seems, though, to be linked to heart disease. And we're told about 80% of those with sleep apnea have moderate to severe symptoms. Now, pediatricians are also saying 1 in 4 children are also coming down with sleep apnea. So what the heck is that? Now, children are usually diagnosed between the ages of 3 to 8 years of age. So we're going to take a look at this link between your sleeping and your heart disease and how we can protect ourselves. So what is it exactly? There are a few different types of sleep apnea. If you suffer from this, you can have episodes of not breathing hundreds of times per night. So this can produce poor sleep quality. And the greater the risk to your health occurs during your deepest part of sleep when you've got that rapid eye movement. So, you know, because you're not really thinking about breathing when you're sleeping. It's sort of voluntary, you know, it just does it. But something can happen to disrupt that voluntary breathing. We're going to talk about it. So you can get what is called obstructive sleep apnea. This is where you can have a blockage of the airway. And an obstruction can be from your tongue falling back against your palate, puts pressure on the palate, which can collapse or fold down during your sleep, closing off your airway. Suffocation can occur. However, most people with apnea do wake up with very loud snoring to catch their breath, and it's very loud. I don't know. Frank, have you ever heard somebody with sleep apnea? Have you? You would never forget it if you did. Oh, it's like snoring through a megaphone. It's loud. It's really loud. Then there's central sleep apnea, which is when the airway is not completely blocked. However, the brain is not sending a signal through your central nervous system to your chest cavity muscles to, hello, breathe, take a breath. So that's a problem. So what could be disrupting that signal, say? Then the last one is complex sleep apnea, which is kind of a representation of a combination of your obstructive and your central sleep apnea condition. So, and you can get lots of complications. American Sleep Apnea Association has a list of sleep apnea can produce a lot of complications. It does reduce your oxygen in your blood, can starve the cells and produce a lot of other physical conditions, and can lead to other health complications. Also, you know, you do wake up with a headache usually because you didn't get enough oxygen to your brain while you were sleeping. So some of the complications are headaches, heart attack, high blood pressure, heart failure, AFib or heart flutters, stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression, sleep deprivation, lack of energy, loss of concentration and coordination, and obesity. And then, of course, our pediatric area says sleep apnea complications for the kids would be mood problems, cognitive dysfunction or concentration problems, hyperactivity, obsessive compulsive disorders, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, and obesity. Well, I see by the clock we got to take a little break. More on the other side. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs?
Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money-back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
About this kind of interesting correlation between heart risks, heart attacks, you know, heart problems, and sleep problems, including sleep apnea. So some people say, well, I live alone. I don't even know if I have sleep apnea. Well, there's kind of several ways you can confirm it. If you sleep alone, you may not hear from a family member or a spouse that you have very loud snoring. So sleep apnea, though, is magnified snoring. So you can actually seek medical confirmation that you do. You can go to a sleep clinic, for instance, where your blood oxygen levels would be checked while you slept overnight. They would check your respiration rate, your brain activity, your body movements, your inhalation reflex, you know, kind of monitor you overnight. So when you get wake up in the next morning, you're going to have a report of how many times your sleep was interrupted per hour But, you know, you could, your general practitioner would refer you to that, you know, if you thought you had sleep apnea. But telltale sign is you have a headache in the morning when you get up. Well, let's look at some of the medical treatments because, you know, medicine treats this a little differently. You know, you've heard of the CPAP machine. We'll get to that in a minute. But sleep apnea over the last 20 years has been really not a very – their treatment hasn't been very successful at all. Patients and their family members report that using the sleep apnea machines or CPAP machines is what you call them, they offer very little symptom relief from the sleep apnea. So they just stop using them after a while. So if you have seen these machines, they're about the size of a toaster with all these hoses attached. Then the bottom tray holds a pan of water that is sucked up into the machine and produces this moist, misty air that is forced into the back of your airway through a mask that fits over your nose and mouth. So just imagine trying to sleep with that. You know, it's very cumbersome. It's not real comfortable. And the machine's not so quiet, you know. It's just not. It's slurpy. It's, you know, I worked in intensive care and it reminded me of suctioning a patient. Anyway, patients complain of the lack of comfort sleeping while wearing the face mask and the hose connection. You know, you can't turn over real well. The machine makes that noise. And an additional problem is most of the sleep apnea patients find out later that if the CPAP machine is really not cleaned properly, it can produce a lot of bacteria and it can lead to frequent and serious sinus and lung infections. So now you see all these ads for the So Clean CPAP cleaner. You just put the mask and the hose in this machine, and voila, it cleans it for you. But, you know, before patients were required to, you know, sleep on their backs you know, clean those hoses and everything every day. It was kind of a chore to do that. Other more comfortable devices, though, have been in development, but these are, you know, they're all going to attempt to address your symptom. They're not getting at the cause of the sleep apnea. This is all symptom management. And physicians will also advise patients to reduce their weight, see their dentist, make sure they are not, you know, clenching and grinding your teeth at night, because it can close further off your airway. In severe cases, doctors perform even surgery on the soft palate. And in pediatric cases, surgeons remove the tonsils and adenoids. So, but again, this is not addressing the cause of your sleep apnea. And then there's also the surgical risk, because surgeons, let's say to get a hernia fix, for instance, surgeons know that patients suffering from sleep apnea are kind of a special case when it comes to anesthesia. They, in the administering of the pain medicines too. So, these kinds of medications that they give can affect your respiration and relax the muscles. And in cases with anesthesia, the medication can even paralyze those muscles. So this is a very particular risk. Precarious, if you will. Anyone that does not know that they have sleep apnea, you know, I'm thinking now they're starting to test people before surgery, see if they have it. Doctors are now giving even questionnaires to determine, hey, do you have sleep apnea before we put you under anesthesia? Other precautions that surgeons are also using, they're looking for clinical signs of sleep apnea. So for instance, usually people with sleep apnea for some reason have shorter necks with larger circumferences. So they have large or thick necks, and they say it's an indicator that you may have sleep apnea. And they say a lot of times it's an abnormality of the airway and the soft palate associated with the short, thick neck. Now, in some instances, the surgeons may need to delay surgery and confirm the sleep apnea to avoid any adverse events. So to reduce the risk, surgeons may avoid general anesthesia and use minimized sedation or a local anesthesia or even, you know, a spinal tap thing instead. it'll be up to the doctors, but sleep apnea patients must be positioned in a semi-upright position while they're in recovery, and they have to be closely monitored during all the gases that are administered. Here's a quote from an anesthesiologist, Dr. Jeffrey Gross, University of Connecticut School of Medicine. He says, for a long time, we weren't that attuned to this problem. We were seeing a lot more sleep apnea lately than we used to, which is, well, increased our awareness. And then, let's see, Dr. Susan Redline, she's a clinical director, Division of Sleep and Circadian Disorders at Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. She says, we hope these studies focus attention on the importance of sleep apnea in men and women who are historically underdiagnosed. Yeah, I'll say. Well, even if they get diagnosed, they're not being treated the way they really should, in my opinion. But sleep apnea may not seem like a real threat to some people, but they don't, you know, they don't seek treatment for it either. So the treatment for sleep apnea is really not inclusive of scientific medicine and their CPAP machines and their surgery. So there could be a lot of people out there with sleep apnea that just don't bother to go get it checked. And there are other options patients could investigate, though. Okay, so if you're out there saying, yeah, my wife says I snore a lot and she's like mad and sometimes she's sleeping in another room and I just don't like doctors. I hear that a lot. So don't ignore the problem, though, because you have a 30% risk of experiencing a heart attack within the first 5 years if you do. Okay? So it's got to be looked at one way or another. So let's talk about this study coming out of Yale. Research from the University of Yale, they had a study in 2007. It assessed the risk of cardio events linked with sleep apnea. They discovered that in severe cases of sleep apnea, there's a greater risk of developing heart disease and dying early. According to Dr. Naomi Shah of the Yale study, their work was not the first, but it was a large study, and it did track the association of sleep apnea and heart disease and the outcome of survival of heart attacks and the mortality rate. So Dr. Shah suggests sleep apnea be treated as it suggests it can lower the risk of heart disease. And she also stated that the obese, they have a major risk factor with developing sleep apnea. So the Yale study followed over 1,100 sleep apnea patients for about 5 years, monitored their heart attack, their coronary artery disease, the need for bypass surgery, the events, and even death. So according to the research, sleep apnea stimulates the body's fight or flight response, and this reduces blood flow to the heart. So repeated exposure to this several times a night, 4 years, starves the heart muscle of oxygen and it weakens it. Not good, not good. So we know both men and women tend to have sleep apnea, but there was this study was in the Journal of Circulation in October 2015, and it said that women are more at risk of heart disease if they suffer from sleep apnea. So in that study, there was like 1,600 patients who had no heart disease at the onset, and then they followed the women for about 14 years. And females seem to have higher levels of troponin in their blood and I should say troponin in their blood. So if they have sleep apnea, so that's a blood indicator. And typically cardiologists will test for that. They'll test for the troponin protein. And it will indicate if a person is, you know, predisposed to have things like angina or myocardial infarctions or heart attacks. So often when the protein is present, the heart becomes enlarged. This report was, it would indicate that women greater risk of dying from sleep apnea complications than men are. So during that 14 years in the study, the patients with severe sleep apnea, about 32% of the case, they had enlarged hearts, cardiac events, and they died. Those with moderate sleep apnea, 30% of the test group, they experienced adverse heart problems. So these two groups were really compared to women without sleep apnea to establish the risk factor, and men also tend to have complications if obese, diabetic, have high blood pressure, they tend to be in that higher risk group as well. So they did publish this link, heart disease, sleep apnea, kind of a combo. So over the years, you know, I have uncovered a lot of information that's been published, but they really didn't promote it in medical circles. Some of the cures for the most problematic health conditions that our modern world faces. So while I was an herbal student, I heard this presentation by a natural physician who said he thought that a lot of sleep disruption and cardio issues were tied to the thyroid gland. So there was this report now at Rutgers, 2007, University of Rutgers University. They did some research on your thyroid hormones, and they noticed, hey, these hormones regulate your sleep. Dr. Joseph Martin, he was a biologist, he found out how important his thyroid was when it was removed because it got cancer. So he was forced to take medications to try to substitute for the missing gland and the manufacturing of the hormones. And he was constantly having to have his medicine adjusted, his dose adjusted to try to regulate because he wasn't sleeping and he wanted to avoid feeling lethargic and also gaining weight. So what researchers have discovered is your thyroid manufactures hormones, which affect your brain and your nervous system. So the thyroid hormones act as these receptors on your brain cells, act as neurotransmitters. This affects cellular activity and regeneration cycle. So modern medicine through the thyroid just noticed, you know, it doesn't regulate just your temperature and if you gain weight and your energy level. Your thyroid does much, much more. So the research has really led to a better understanding of sleep, your thyroid hormones that regulate your circadian cycle. But guess what? Your thyroid also produces hormones that regulate your breathing during sleep. So this suggests, hello, sleep apnea means your thyroid's out of balance. Mm-hmm. That's what that means. So here's Dr. Joseph Martin. He says, we're really just beginning to learn the true extent of how thyroid hormones impact our overall health. Well, that's right. I mean, overall health's important. So we're talking about some herbs that help your thyroid. And we just talked about herbs that help your cardio. Okay, so you can use those as well. But I've learned a few things working with herbs to help the thyroid. So our thyroid gland has to have organic iodine, not synthetic iodine, in order to manufacture their hormones. So if the gland is overworked or exhausted, it will need to be relaxed and soothed. It's tense. It's uptight. It's overworked. It's to its max. Okay. So people tend to become impatient when they have thyroid glands and they're unable to offer them the energy they need. They get depressed, they gain weight, they're getting frustrated, a lot of complications occur. Every time they go to the doctor, there's something new. So if you have the right herbs and use them in the right combination, you can actually regenerate that thyroid. That's right. So difficulties can come into play now if you've had surgery on your thyroid or radiation treatment on your thyroid could take longer to help your thyroid to get back in balance. So it's a bit of a challenge, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. I would still use the herbs to help regenerate the gland and soothe it. So here are the herbal tools that I use for the thyroid, and you want to use all three of them. We use the black walnut because it's a natural source of iodine. This is a food for the thyroid gland. It's going to take that iodine, and it's going to manufacture iodide, and it's going to make the hormones from that. Then your mullein herb is going to soothe the thyroid gland. So it's going to make it feel, it's like, you know how it is when you're all sore because you've been working hard and you go and get a massage? This is kind of like a massage for your thyroid gland using mullein herb. It just goes, ah, oh, yes, love it. Takes the cellular stress out of the gland. That's what mullein does. And then we use Siberian ginseng. Siberian ginseng offers more energy, stamina, to the gland. Okay. So we use those three. Now, in case you have the heart that's involved and it's kind of weak along with your sleep apnea, then I tend to throw in the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula we just talked about in the first segment of the show, which is a cardio strengthener. Okay. Hawthorn berries can help lower the risk of stroke because it has a protein. It helps manage that protein in your blood called fibrinogen. So they've actually tested hawthorn berries, comparing it to blood thinners, anticoagulants like Werfen, Coumadin, and others. Hawthorn berries did just as well or better than the drug. So so we may have to use that as well as your circulatory herbs, ginger and cayenne, and, of course, your motherwort in case you get a little heart AFib going. And, you know, and then if you're, you know, not sure what to do if you're, you know, away from home, have that heart attack pack handy. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have those heart formulas. They have a herbal heart attack pack that's 1 pound. It's in a pack. It loops right through your belt, so it's portable. You can take it with you if you're going out camping, hiking. It's there. When seconds count, you got to have something. Mm. All right. Other formulas that also help you transition through wellness is people that have thyroids out of balance and sleep apnea. They get depressed or anxious. So we like to use a little valerian root. Sometimes we'll up the ante and use something a little more potent, the emotional stress formula. Those are also by Apothecary Herbs. Body food mix has lots of organic plant-based minerals and vitamins and proteins in them and amino acids and essential natural B vitamins. So you can't usually find B vitamins out in the stores. It's all synthetic stuff. So this is a plus because your nervous system runs on Bs. They do have the diabetic formula if that's in the mix. If you want to improve your cognitive function, they have the brain concentrate and, of course, to improve your sleep relaxation formula. So you've got tools and you've got a way to balance and help the body through nutrition, plant-based nutrition, to heal itself. And that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. So basically, it's a learning curve, a little bit of a learning curve. But once you get the hang of it, it's like tying your shoe, you know, brushing your teeth. You'll get there. The folks at Apothecary Herbs will send you a free product catalog if you would like. They have a sleep apnea pack in that catalog, as well as all the cardio formulas I just mentioned. So you have the way out. Plan B, safe and affordable, no CPAP machine, throw it in the closet. You know, the powerherbs.com, give a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. What else? Well, we're going to be talking just for a few minutes about livers because people have a lot of liver illness out there. And a lot of times it's because of the drugs they're on, not just because it's alcohol. Sometimes it's, you know, your drug therapy that's causing your liver problems. I want to just go over some of the big drug culprits for liver problems. So if you got a fatty liver, let's say you told you have a fatty liver, and let's say you don't drink, where do you suppose that's coming from? Well, aspirin therapy can cause it, as well as drugs for heart arrhythmias. Also drugs such as calcium channel blockers. Here's another cardio thing. Anti-inflammatory medications, glucocorticosteroids, cortisone and prednisone drugs, corticosteroid drugs, they can cause fatty livers. Cancer drugs, estrogen drugs, anti-epileptic drugs, tetracycline, and carbon tetrachloride, which is a cleaning agent and a refrigerant. If you absorb or breathe it in, that can give you a fatty liver. So, and sometimes you get a combination of these drugs. Pharmacists will, you know, there's like 100 different chemical changes in your body from one drug, right? One. You have two drugs. Let's say you're on two drugs. That's 100 times 100. That's a lot of changes, and they don't even know what they're going to be then after that first medication. So, if you have a fatty liver, you may have these symptoms: dull or nagging pain in the abdomen, weakness, nausea, bloating, gas or flatulence, high cholesterol, blood pressure, weight gain, yellowing pigment of the skin or eyes. These are going to develop slowly. Don't ignore them. Okay. One of the things that helps your liver is spirulina. Okay. You want to reverse fatty liver? Spirulina. And milk thistle. Okay, those are the herbs I would use if my liver was fatty. Okay. So, your liver has to detox you and produce enzymes to do that. And when you stress your liver taking a lot of prescription drugs or drinking a lot of alcohol or both, you know, that liver gets exhausted. It can't keep up with the enzyme production. And then all of a sudden we get in problems. And that's why doctors, when they take your blood work, they want to check your liver enzymes. That's what they're doing. They're seeing if the liver enzymes are out of whack. It's an indication that damage has already been done to the liver in that case. And that's usually when they take you off a drug or put you on another one. Yeah, if you're on drug therapy and you have to go in every 3 months or so to have your blood drawn to check your blood, that's a red flag. They're just checking to see how long it's going to take them, you know, to just kill the liver. Be aware of that. Just be very aware of that. And I know I'm running out of time, so let me make sure I announce again, coming up on the 30th, we are going to be talking with David Foreman. And David Foreman, he is a pharmacist, and we're going to be talking about, you know, some things that help us stay healthier and avoid things. And he's got a lot to do, a lot of information to do with, you know, keeping your muscles strong. A lot of people, you know, as they age, they lose a lot of muscle mass and they get weak. So we're going to talk about that. Of course, you know, since he's a pharmacist, he probably have some tips on, you know, things like along those lines you want to avoid. So he's going to be joining us on the 30th of May here on a Thursday night. So heads up, mark your calendars. He's been with us before. Great guy. Very, very upbeat. I like him. And so he's going to be with us. Also, if you're on the powerherbs.com website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. They're absolutely free. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday nights, and you'll get health information as well as financial information in there from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading and Financial Survival Radio Show. They're in there. And then on Friday, that'd be tomorrow, you can sign up to get the Health Quest newsletter, which is all about health tips and stuff. So, and they're free. So you have to have email. So this is how, what you do. You go to the powerherbs.com website and you click on books and newsletters and you can sign up there. If you do have email, but you can't get on your computer, you can definitely call in and ask to be put on the list. So, the toll free number is 866-229-3663. You do need a valid email. Okay. One that works. I don't have any time, Frank. People give me emails that don't work. What is that? I don't know. They forget their emails. They forgot they changed it. I don't know. We live in a busy world. That can happen. So thepowerherbs.com gets you a free product catalog. The 2019 catalog is out. Lots of new products in there. So get one of those. It's handy and it's portable. It's small. It's not too big. You can just, you know, keep it on your desk, put it in your purse. It's cool. Thepowerherbs.com. And we're going to be adding more of the CBD oil lineup too, coming up, new flavors and things and potency. So that'll be fun. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.